Welcome back to Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we have got with me today, we just finished an hour with Jeff Digstein, and we have with me today, or we did have with me, John Kottmeyer. We'll have him on after this next break. But John Kottmeyer, as you know, is the head of the oldest and most prestigious tax honesty research and information and educational organization in the country. And he's been under fire, and we're going to talk about that. We also are going to talk about a couple of the things while I'm going to dovetail these in, because John Kottmeyer and Save a Patriot are both sponsoring organizations of the Truth Attack. And we're going to talk about some of the things that Truth Attack has in the pipeline. It'll be coming out, be announced in the next day or two, as soon as I can get back to town, to where I can actually get an update out to the Truth Troopers. But we're going to be talking about some of these activities that are going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to talk about Liberty Works Radio, the current project that John is working on, in order to give us the kind of voice that Jeff Digstein was saying that we need, this clear, loud voice to get out and bring people to the awareness that their rights are being undermined and taken away right before their eyes. And so we'll be covering a lot of ground in this next hour. If you want to join us on the program and talk to Mr. John Kottmeyer, the grandfather of the tax honesty movement, then give us a call here at 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. Truth Attack. Let's talk about that for a second. While we're waiting for you to John back on the line, Truth Attack is about to announce, and we've been leaking this thing out. We've not made any secret about this project, but now it's going to be kicking off, and that is Operation Stop Thief. Operation Stop Thief is going to entail actually group activities in communities across the country. The Restore the Republic, formerly America Freedom to Fascism, AFTF, is joining and is supporting this particular project. All of the sponsoring groups, Pavon Mojado with Freedom Law School, Steve Hemfling with Free Enterprise Society, Joe Bannister, who's been on this program, and I've been on his many times, is supporting this project and the Truth Attack with Freedom Above Fortune, his group. And it's just, it's great to see all the fingers of this hand that have been spread out and easy for the government to grab and break one at a time. But all of these fingers of this hand have folded themselves up into a fist. And now it's time for these fingers folded up into a fist to go to work and start waking people up to the tax issues. This is going to be a great deal. I'm looking forward to April 15th. Not many people look forward to that date, but I'm excited about April 15th, because that's whenever these people, these Truth Troopers from all over the country, are going to be out there at post offices that are taking late filers' tax returns, or last-minute filers' tax returns, every one of which has a check with it. That's why they waited the last minute. And they're going to be handing these people a flyer saying, "You've just been robbed." They're going to be standing out front of that post office holding signs saying, "What income tax? Truthattack.org." We had the material packages already done up. We're ready to go, or at least the first batch of them. And all we need is groups. Get with your people. If you're a Truth Trooper, get with the people that are on your list for your area. Form up. Get to meet one another and get formed up. Let us know who you are and where to send those materials for Operation Stop Thief on April 15th. Now, John Kottmeyer, when we get back after this break.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
And we're back. You're on the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer. And as promised, I've got a second special guest for today's program. We've got none other than John Kottmeyer. I called him a while ago when he wasn't listening, the grandfather of the tax honesty movement. And I hope he'll forgive me for that. But he has been at this issue and on these issues longer than anybody I know. And there are a lot of people out there that have been at it a long time that I know, just like Larry B. Kraft and Jeff Dickstein, who was just on, have been pounding away at this Berlin Wall for quite some time. And but nobody longer than John Kottmeyer. John, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine, Tom, and you?
I'm doing good, especially now that snow went away. I'm not used to that stuff. For those of I'm up here visiting, John, in Westminster, Maryland. And this morning got up and looked outside, and doggone it, it's snowing. And this is only February. I'm not used to this kind of weather, you know. And then this afternoon it's shirt sleeve weather and the bright sun and the blue sky all the way from horizon to horizon. You guys are strange, John.
We have it all.
I told Jeff.
America, that's Maryland.
That's it. I told Jeff that the reason the weather was acting so strangely is that we were so close to D.C. Because when you get close to D.C.
But you got a point there.
The compass just starts spinning and clocks start going backwards.
And I had a close friend of mine who I worked with for years and now deceased. He used to always say, Disneyland on the Potomac.
Yep. So, tell us what's going on with you lately, John. What have you been involved in? We've got this. We were talking about your case with Jeff Dickstein, alluded to it a time or two because they're so parallel.
Oh yes.
That it's the government trying to shut people up.
Well, they have had us on the fast track. They hit us last and shut us down. Well, we're not shut down, but they try to shut us down first. This past Tuesday, they put a gag in my mouth, and it's one thing to talk about this could happen, and it's another thing when it's already happened.
Yeah,
and it's a sickening, strange feeling you have within yourself to know that if you talk about something that's true, you know it to be true, and you're not lying about it, you can be put in jail.
And right now, you have to be feeling really eerie right now, talking to me today on Republic Broadcasting Network, because now you're having to measure your words. Every question that I ask is a potential hazard to you.
That's right.
That is so foreign to everything that Americans believe that it is just inconceivable to me that not only Americans could do something like that, but that our courts, our own courts that are entrusted with the protection of our rights, would be the ones that would go along with and assist in gagging one of us and making us worry about every word we had to say.
You know, a year and a half ago when that judge told us there probably wouldn't be a trial, it's going to be probably decided on the summary judgment. Well, knowing the rules on summary judgment, in the office we would say, well, we already won because they don't have a case. They don't have any evidence to present against us. That's summary judgment.
Well, you know, because
it didn't turn out that way. It turned out that it wouldn't allow us to put the evidence we have, and they wouldn't let it go forward to a trial because they had no evidence against us.
Yeah.
Now, it was the wildest thing we ever saw. It was unbelievable this is happening in the United States.
And it didn't allow you to have your day in court.
No, we never had a trial.
And it wasn't because there weren't issues of fact, because you had submitted evidence showing that the facts alleged by the government were not true.
Well, that's correct. They come in saying that using websites that didn't belong to us, and when it was proven that through discovery that they didn't belong to us and that the government knew before they alleged that they did belong to us, I mean, if that isn't an issue of material fact, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
And that's just one little sample. I mean, there was plenty of issues of material fact that were in controversy.
And if you have just one genuine issue of material fact, and let me define for our listeners today what we mean when we say a genuine issue of material fact. That's a legal term. Just like, for example, income is a legal term, has a legal meaning. Well, if you have somebody who is willing to testify that something did happen, and you have another witness who says, I was there and it didn't happen, that is an issue of fact that requires the court to decide to believe one or not believe the one and decide the other way. In other words, it calls for a judgment of credibility and a finding of facts based upon competing evidence. Now, John, in his response to the motion for summary judgment, put up evidence saying, I have evidence that this is not true. The government had no evidence that it was true. So if there was no material issue of fact, it had to go John's way, not the government's. But there were issues of fact because the government was contending this was true, and John was contending, no, it isn't true, and I have the evidence to prove that it isn't true. So there was an issue of fact that the court needed to give a hearing. and hear the evidence for and the evidence against in order to make a decision in the case. And they just skipped that. Now, is that a fair statement of what happened, John?
Oh, yeah, they skipped it and ruled against us and said that they put the most far-reaching permanent injunction order to date. They went beyond Bell and all the rest of them because they went to where I can't talk about taxes at all. Anything I say about taxes, I go to jail.
And so you
it has nothing to do with jail or anything else. It has to do with the elimination of free speech.
You've been gagged.
It's the most preaching order yet to come down.
That you have
it
been
eradicated
gagged.
The First Amendment totally.
And, it's not just you and it's not just Jeff. And the same thing happened here. We were talking about this was that as critical as freedom of speech is, also at stake here is your right to have your day in court. Now, your right to a hearing is called due process. Now, if we don't have a right to due process, if we don't have a right to be heard, then none of our other rights can be protected or enforced.
That's correct.
We're totally done. We're cooked.
We're through.
And
when it went to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, I mean, we laid the whole thing out. The government didn't put anything in there, but who struck John Stuck. And they ruled with one word, affirmed.
Yeah.
Affirmed. That's all they ruled with.
That was a per curiam.
They could not address the issues because to do so, they would have to show the government's lie.
That's right.
So they ruled affirmed.
Well, the other side of this affirmed and a per curiam decision is that they couldn't find a judge that was willing to put his name on that opinion.
Right.
You see that happen from time to time. But, it's absolutely, and now right now your case is pending on an application for a writ to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Supreme Court turned down their stay and the writ's still pending. And when they turned down their stay for all practical purposes, the whole issue is moot.
Yeah.
And, I doubt very seriously we get any justice out of the Supreme Court.
Well, I don't see a writ coming out of that because they've been very selective when it comes to tax issues. They've tried to keep a hands off. And
I'm not going to comment.
Right.
I'm not okay. Contemptuous of
right.
The court.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I we have a right to be critical of the court, but whenever you get in your position, you've got to measure your words. At every turn. And, in this particular instance, comment that, one of the things that, all of the rights that we have, well, it doesn't matter whether it's freedom of speech, which has been encroached in your case, or freedom of religion, or the right to possess firearms for our own defense or for more noble purposes, or the right not to have troops quartered in our home in peacetime, or the right to be safe and secure in our person and effects in the Fourth Amendment, or any of our rights. If we don't have a right to have to due process, if we don't have a right to go to court and seek a remedy for a wrong, then,
we're in a totalitarian state.
Yeah, we've had it.
We're in a totalitarian state.
Because we don't even have. Once you eliminate due process is a hub of the wheel.
Right.
And due process is a means to an end. Is the only means to an end to enforce rights. And if we don't have that, our goose is cooked. We have got to defeat this. We've got to fight it. We've got to do something to bring this to everybody's attention that the house is on
people,
fire.
Are really thinking that we're exaggerating. I invite them to go to our website, saveapatriot.org. That's hyphenated, save-a-patriot.org. And we have the whole case, the docket of the whole case, Fourth Circuit, and the district court.
All right.
There.
And that times perfectly because we're going to a break, folks. So we're going to be back here in a minute with John Cottmeyer. We're going to start taking some calls. And this is your chance to talk with Grandpa. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And welcome back. This is the Life Free Zone, and this is Tom Cryer with John Cottmeyer, our special guest today. You can join us here on the program. We're going to be taking callers just shortly. It's 1-800 313-9443. Now, John, you're pretty much, shut up. Not shut down, but shut up.
Right.
Discussing or assisting people. They don't want you helping people anymore. It's a total, they think the game isn't fair. If you help them.
They don't want the law, they gave me a representative number years ago, so I started going in representing people and teaching the appeals officer about what the law actually said.
Right.
The law he's supposed to be using, they never saw it before. And it started getting pigeonholed, and that's when they started. Whoa, first thing I know, I got a letter from the district director telling me I couldn't use the number anymore. I couldn't represent people anymore.
Without a hearing.
After a year of that, so.
Was that about a hearing?
Going until finally we reached it last Tuesday when they put the gag in my mouth.
Yeah.
And,
well, let's talk about ungagging some folks. You know, what we need to do here is we've got information, we've got knowledge. In effect, the law is on our side. The
right.
Constitution is on our side. It's just the outlaws that are refusing to follow the law is the problem. And in order to really force them to start following the law, it needs for people to know that the law's being broken in the first place. So
right.
that requires a dissemination of information.
Right.
Now, you've got a project for that.
That's correct.
And what's it called?
People would go to www.libertyworksradio.com, libertyworksradionetwork.com, that is, and you'll see there's a plan to put together an urban airways radio network that people are going to join in, and when you watch the DVD as to the plan. And we believe, and we have a feasible plan where we can educate the American people and turn this around.
Now, I visited your offices for the first time last night, and I was amazed at all the radio equipment that you have in there. You've got a control room, you've got a studio, you've got a production room, all set up with what appeared to me to be some pretty fancy equipment. I was really impressed. But what you need to do this is going to take some funding, and it's going to take getting a couple of stations to get kicked off with.
Well, we plan on buying the stations. The plan is that if we get 100,000 patriots to become part of the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship for $99 a year, which comes out to 27 cents a day, and we're over the top. We're spreading this across the country. I invite the listeners to go on to the website and look at the plan.
All right, now give us that website again, because it kind of got garbled and repeated back. What's that website exactly, John, slowly, so everybody can write it down?
It's www.libertyworksradionetwork.com.
LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com.
Right.
It's got the plan, and it's got a way there to enroll.
That's
as
right.
A member.
Right. The plan is laid out in the video, which is on the website. The video is also on RestoreTheRepublic.com, and it's also on Google.
Well, is that a video? Isn't that the one that has that handsome moderator on there?
And the man who opens it up, who is really a handsome, debonair,
yeah.
Who has plenty of wit, and
yeah.
The women just swoon.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, won't they be disappointed when they log on and punch up that DVD and all they see there is me. So, but, you know, we need to get behind this, folks. This is the way I hope. You know, we were talking earlier, John, with Jeff Dickstein, and you know Jeff.
Yeah, I know Jeff very well.
And Jeff was talking about the fact that we've got to get public awareness of this. We've got to sound the alarm, let them know the house is on fire, otherwise it's going to burn all the way to the ground.
That's correct.
This Liberty Works Radio Network is a countermeasure. Now, your case, you know, and we talked about it, it's not really sitting strong, you know, when you're having to ask for writs to the Supreme Court, you know what the odds are on that.
Oh, yeah.
About like winning the lottery. And, you know, if you you look at Jeff's case, he's defending, and those are cases that are on the defensive. And when you win a case on the defensive, all you've accomplished is stopping the wrong. You haven't righted it.
Right.
And so what we need is something to put us on the offensive, something that puts us on the right the thing back up to get everything.
We have
back
to educate the American people to their culture. They're ignorant of their culture. They don't even realize that what we're talking about when we say we've lost their right to due process.
Well, when 80% of graduating seniors from high schools think that the phrase, from each according to his means and to each according to his needs is part of the United States Constitution, when it is actually part of the Communist Manifesto, then we're in trouble. We're going to start taking callers right after this break. Thanks, and stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Zone. That's why we have only people who tell the truth, like John Kottmeyer on this program. We have yet to find, other than Joe Bannister, an Internal Revenue agent that qualifies for the show. But if you've got a question or a comment for our guest today, for John, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443 and join us here on the program. Rare chance to get to speak to a great man. We've got, John in California. John, are you with us?
Yeah, Tommy, how are you?
And I understand we're having some phone troubles. So if we lose you, we'll just pretend you're sitting there listening.
And I'll pretend as if you're there, too.
That's right.
Mr. Kottmeyer, good talking to you.
And if I get there first, I'll make an exit. If you get there first, you rub it out. All right. So what's your question or comment for John? John?
Well, I'll tell you, Tommy, I when you were going into your little discussion with John Kottmeyer about how we seem to have lost all of our rights in the courtroom. It just struck a reminder note to me. I was wondering if either of you guys had run across a group known as the People's Awareness Coalition, which was founded by a guy named L.B. Bork in 1999. With this group, John Stadmiller had some of these attorneys on his radio network maybe about a year ago on various days of the week. And they were, and don't ask me to explain it, Tommy or Mr. Kottmeyer, because I'm an engineer and I don't know anything about the law. And what the one thing I do recall that the guy, one of the men was telling me over the phone when I called in one time, was that the rights, the Bill of Rights says it's given in the first 10 amendments of the Constitution and the Constitution itself. We are all mistaken in thinking that it applies to us in a courtroom. He said it doesn't. And then I listened to people like this guy, Dr. Sam Kennedy, on John Stadmiller's radio network. And he goes into how all the courts are really commercial courts. And that's about the extent of my knowledge of it. And all I'm doing is just trying to get some discussion from you, as to maybe this thing with the income tax is predicated on things that no one's really addressing so far.
Well,
go ahead, Tommy.
All right. Let me preface this. I don't want to offend anybody. At the same time, I don't want anybody misled or hurt. And so all I can do is tell you that in both of those counts that you just raised, John, don't eat that, Elmer.
Okay.
That this business of your rights don't apply in the courts is not only wrong, it's absolutely wrong. And the problem is that the judges are acting as though it's true, and that's the scary part.
Okay.
Is that they have power, you don't have rights, they have power. And now, figuratively, maybe the gentleman's trying to make a point. I don't know who it is. I don't know anything about what that comment was or where it came from. Now, with respect to the commercial laws,
right.
Let me explain that briefly again. Now, we've talked about this several times.
I know.
The UCC are all state laws. It's not federal law. It's all state laws, and it used to be called the NIL, the Most Negotiable Instruments Laws. And last week, Larry and I were on. We were talking about one fellow that went astray, and he got convicted in 36 hours by jumping up and saying, "You're not trying me. You know, you didn't. I'll accept the indictment for value, so it's a negotiable debt or whatnot to charge it to my straw man." And right now he's looking at a prison sentence. Every one of those that has ever raised for that has gone to prison. Now, the negotiable instrument laws has to do with bank instruments or loan instruments or instruments establishing some sort of security. Talking about a promissory note is really what it comes down to in the four requirements for a promissory note that Larry Beecraft covered, and that's archived. If you want to go back and listen to that, he covered that very well. But the laws that deal with how an instrument becomes negotiable or not negotiable and whether or not it requires this type of endorsement or that type of endorsement to transfer it, and whether somebody is a holder in due course and has certain rights and not a holder in due course and has lesser rights, is a question, and how recourse comes back as far as who's accountable from an endorsement standpoint. None of those apply to tax law. None of those apply to any federal environment. The reason that it became uniform was that the states got together, not the federal government, and they said, let's all just agree on one set of rules so that we're all running under the same rules, and we don't have to check state by state by state by state every time we want to transact business. Does that make any sense?
Well, yeah, I feel, let's put it this way, I probably only understood half of what you said, and I'm not sure which half it was.
I'm sorry.
No. Anytime you want to set the record straight, And maybe that involves using someone's name. You've got to understand, Tommy, how confusing it is for people out on my side of the telephone who are not experts in the law, and we hear things. We hear people talking about the 14th Amendment, and no one says anything about what they're saying. Although we're sure that there are other constitutional law experts who are listening, but they don't say anything about it. You know, what are we to think?
John, can I come in here a minute?
Go ahead. Yeah.
About 10, 15 years ago, some fellow came into the office as a Save a Patriot, and he had a whole big box of all kinds of case law and all kinds of opinions, and oh, you wouldn't believe what he had. And he said he came there to prove to me if you use a zip code, you owe the tax. So I said, well, wait a minute, we could save a lot of time here. I went back into my office, and I came out with the Internal Revenue Code, and I handed it to him, and I said, show me the code section in here. It says if you use a zip code, you owe the tax. And that was the end of it. It's not there.
Okay.
It's ludicrous. If you can't find it in the law, it doesn't exist. And none of that can be found in the law.
Now that's probably what I should have said. Was it that, and if you look at the UCC, you'll find that the UCC says nothing about taxes either.
No, there's nothing in the UCC about taxes.
It's all about commercial instruments, and you're right, Johnny. Just it's that simple. And me being a lawyer, I'm guilty. I'll plead guilty of.
Well, you know, we know how you have to make your money, Tommy.
Yeah, I've got to speak the language, I guess, but I try to use the
English. You're doing like all lawyers do, you know, it becomes a habit.
Well, it's because we work by the hour.
Right, that's right.
But, John, did you understand the part where I said don't eat that Elmer?
Yeah, I did get that. I got that.
That's
I got
the main
100%
part.
Of that.
All right, that's the main part. just because it floats doesn't mean it's good to grab onto when you're sinking, you know.
Well,
don't just grab anything that floats.
It sounded like that this was something that these people were resurrecting that was fairly new. I guess there were a couple of them who just finished a massive book that they were selling for about $90 or $100, and it was the first volume of a three-volume set. And it would take quite a bit of studying and seminars to learn the ins and outs of all the cases that they presented, and it would not happen. Nothing would happen overnight, you know. And I was just a bit concerned that, you know, at this late stage in the history of our country, why is this just coming out now? And how, you know, and it's the whole.
It's been around a while, John. It's been around.
Okay,
it keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. It's like a bad penny.
Okay.
And what it is, you know, they could find things to take out of context, and they put them together. And you remember, you know, back in the old mystery movies, and there was a warning note, you know, or a threatening note that was made up by cutting letters and words out of a magazine or newspaper,
right,
and pasting them onto a sheet, you know, and then sending this thing so there wouldn't be any handwriting analysis, yada, yada. Well, that's exactly what this is.
Okay.
Maybe that's the best way to explain it.
All right.
What they do is they take little truth things, but a piece of it, and they combine it with something that has absolutely nothing to do with it, and then they combine something else over here and bring that in. And this comes down to the concept, and let me tell you what the whole driving force of this is. There are two misconceptions. The first misconception is that the Internal Revenue Service doesn't know they're wrong, so you can argue with them and show them they're wrong and they'll quit.
Yeah,
the second misconception is that law is something that can be reconfigured and reinvented just by merely combining your Legos in a different way, and then now you have invented law that therefore did not exist. The law comes from the law. It doesn't come from how do you put the Lego pieces together. The law comes from the law, and it either is there or it isn't.
Yeah,
and none of this UCC is there. Yes, John?
Yes.
And so it's written. You go read it.
That's it.
It's not there.
That's the antidote, is to go read the UCC and see what it actually says about federal income taxes.
Okay.
And then go read the Internal Revenue Code and see what it says about the UCC.
Okay.
And you'll see they're totally different. It's kind of like reading, one novel and reading another one and trying to paste them together and make another one. Well, that isn't going to work. Well, neither does this.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you,
so many people in prison because of that, John.
Yeah, well,
and I've got another one going this last week. I got an email from him last night saying, after he has gone in there and he's wrecked his trial, he fired his trial lawyer, a damn fine trial lawyer, might add, at the day before the trial and said, I'm just going to accept the indictment for value and you're trying my name in capital letters. That's not me. I'm merely my name, my first name, second name, colon, of the family of my last name. But I'm representing him. So you can put him in jail, but you can't put me in jail because I'm not really the one on trial here. And all of this is UCC crud. And it all flows out of UCC crud and the straw man thing. And it just broke my heart. The guy's emailing me and saying, please, I need help. I don't know what I was thinking. Well, it's kind of like the guy changing his mind halfway down to the pavement after he jumped off the building. That's not the time to change your mind. And it makes me angry and it makes me sad at the same time when I see people ruining their lives over this kind of garbage.
Well, what makes me angry is these gurus going around charging $100 for trash that gets people in jail.
Yep, they're selling them. The way I like to tell you, John, is they're selling people these magic rubber knives and telling them that it doesn't look like much to you, but to the IRS, it's poison. It's really terrifying to them. And here, take this tinfoil hat and put that on because that's magic, and it gives you invincibility. Now crawl off into the cave, but give me your money first.
Right.
And they're sitting there counting their money, and the screams are coming out of the cave, and they're not even paying attention to that. They're just looking for the next guy to come down the street that they can send into the cave for the beast to devour. Is that a fair description, John?
I would say so. It's very disgusting.
Now we've got two Johns here. John,
okay.
California.
Well,
have we done any good?
I'm glad I made the call, Tommy and John Kottmeyer, and I appreciate you guys making those statements. It does give me a little more hope anyway. Because I didn't see how I was ever going to figure out all that stuff about commercial law. No matter how many books I read. Not that I'd be able to figure out the income tax, but one problem at a time.
If you go to the Save a Patriot website, there's a little booklet on there you can download free. It's one of the things that we can still disseminate.
Which website is it?
The courts have lawmaking powers, and that might help you to understand jurisdiction.
Which website is that, Mr. Kottmeyer?
Save a Patriot website.
Save a Patriot website, okay.
save-a-patriot.org.
Okay.
Well,
that's where our injunction order is posted. You can read about that, too.
The
court ordered us to post it there.
I know, Tommy, you guys have covered this subject many times before, but I think you have to realize that you just can't say it often enough. That's all there's to it.
Well, yeah, apparently so, because, I mean, even as recently as last week, this poor guy going down and me sitting here reading that email and just sick to my stomach last night. But guys like you calling in and saying something, that's the best thing in the world that can happen.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
everybody joins in Liberty Works Radio Network. Try to get on there and see if you can't consider joining the network, the fellowship network.
Okay.
Now, to give you the real scoop on what the code says and what the Supreme Court says, because that's where the law comes from, not from somebody cutting and pasting words and phrases out of different books and cases. Go to truthattack.org.
Right. Yeah, I've been there.
Click,
yeah.
All right, click downloads. This is free. We don't sell the truth. We want to give it away. Click on downloads and download or open the memo or the memorandum, it may be called. Download that and read it twice.
Okay.
Don't hurry, but read it twice. It's complicated, I understand. But I wrote it so the federal judge could understand it. So, if you sound literate, I think you won't have any problem with it at all.
But no, that's a straight. That. I didn't say that.
That's a straight skinny. Well, okay. I had a lady email me once a while back, Johns. Said that memorandum is beautiful. My 8th grade daughter read it and understood it. It was just, it's terrific how you can write that to make it so clear. And I wrote her back and I said, the reason that your 8th grade daughter understands it is I wrote it for a federal judge.
Well, that's
I think I don't have a sense of humor. That you got to have a sense of humor to take a tough job like that.
I think so, right. And a thick skin, yeah.
Well, look, thanks for the call, John.
Okay, well, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you both.
Great point, and it's another opportunity to address that issue. And like you said, it needs to be done often.
John, watch the video and get some more to give to your friends on Liberty Works Radio Network.
That's great. Now, John, that's the part that when we are gagged from telling the truth, that gives these lie tellers the field, doesn't it?
Right.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back here and wrap this show up with John Cottmeyer here on the Live Free Zone. Stay with us.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
John, would you give us again that website to enlist or to enroll as a member of the Liberty Works Radio Network?
Yes, that's www.libertyworksradionetwork.com.
And they can enlist there, and they can see the video and see what it's all about.
Yeah, they can download an application.
And this
is
going to be...
it's 27 cents a day.
And this is
going to... Patriots together.
Great.
Separate. I mean, we can spread it across the country and inform America.
And it gets out there on the airwaves. We're getting bits and pieces. I get out here on the Raleigh James Show. Joe Bannister and I and others have been on the George Noory Show, which is a great piece of exposure. But you're only being able to give them a sip. You can't give them the whole drink of the truth. But with a network, it won't be a guest appearance on the show somewhere. Raleigh James, another wonderful lady, has been very generous with time on her show. But again, a full-time network dispensing the truth out on the airwaves, people driving in their cars or people traveling on the highway, they're going to listen in, they're going to hear it, and they're going to get inoculated and infected with truth.
Well, it's like Jeff said on his report today that we're going to make them run for the hole because we can expose all the wrongdoing and explain how it's wrong and get them running for their holes again.
Yep. Having them running for the tall grass.
Right.
Now, and speaking of that, let's talk about it for a second before we leave here, and we're going to wrap it up here pretty quick. We've got the truth attack is, you know, entering into Operation Stop Thief as a leap of faith. We don't have the money to do it. We got the money to start it, but we don't have the money to finish it. So those of you who can, please jump onto the truth attack website, click donate, help us out. We've got to raise in the next 6 weeks as much as we raised all year last year. We haven't asked for money for months now. But boy, you sure need it now. We need your help. And so get on truthattack.org, click donate, kick in and help us out. We're still, for right now, until we get that new website launched, we're offering both the Notorious Notebook and Larry Vcraft searchable codes and regs as a gift of appreciation for a $50 contribution or more. And so we'd love to be sending a lot of those out. But in the meantime, get ready, get your groups ready, get together, have barbecues, watch a ball game, whatever, but get to know each other, because come April 15th, I want to see all of these guys out there. We're after, our goal is 500 post offices covered. Imagine how many people that's going to show some things. It's going to be on their local news, because the news crew's going to be out there filming. They're not going to pass up a chance of the story. So jump on the website, help us out, give us a little gasoline so we can run this thing, this puppy down the road, and get involved. If you're not enlisted, enlist. Let's get together. Let's get this show on the road. It takes activism, just like Jeff said, just like John said. It takes doing something. We can't just keep talking among ourselves and saying, yeah, we're right, yeah, we're right. We've got to tell everybody else, house is on fire, and it's going to burn down, and your grandchildren are not going to be free. What's more important, an extra $100 to leave your grandchildren to divide up or a free country where they can prosper their entire lives? So please give us a help on truthattack.org on the donation page. Leaving with that pitch for money, like everybody's in my pocket and yours too, but we've got to make this work. I'll catch you guys next time. Thank you very much, John Cottmeyer, for coming on the program today.
My pleasure.